This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm Melissa Miller and I'm excited today. Joining me in studio is our very own Ken Hartman.
Yes, I am here today.
Let's get to the weather and then we'll talk a little bit about what we're going what our guests are going to be and everything.
All right.
Today, it's Wednesday. Showers likely this morning. Possibility of some thunderstorms this afternoon. And, high near 72. It doesn't feel like it out, though. It's kind of chilly because there's a wind out there. Tonight, scattered showers continue throughout the evening. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 81. Thursday night, chance of showers coming back in again. Slim chance, but showers chances just the same. Mm-hmm. Friday, the same, and even Saturday. So
we didn't cool get off much by Saturday. It's going to really cool off a lot.
Yeah, it is. We're dropping back down into the 70s and maybe even into the 40s at night. So in some 60s when we start the work week next week. Yeah. So, but rain definitely in the forecast for the next few days.
Just what the farmers always wanted, more rain.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. And they just got back in and got a good start after having all that rain over the weekend. So we got a full boat today. We got Katie Ann Rotler going to be calling in from the Chamber of Commerce. She's going to be calling in here at 8:45. And then we have JT Doan from the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce.
Oh,
right?
Delphi.
From Delphi.
Yeah.
Okay, he's from Delphi.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the paperwork in front of you on that one, but that's all right.
JT is the Community Development Director up at Delphi.
And that's cool. They've got a lot going on.
Yes,
they got some major stuff going on up there. So I'm excited to talk to JT and hear all about that. A lot of things going on in the community, but I know something that you and I talked about this morning that you wanted to touch base on this morning, just briefly.
It seems as though there's been a little bit, supposedly some new evidence unearthed in the Delphi murder, because it seems like the crime scene was tampered with a little bit, and they don't know exactly what the heck to do with it. So they released some things yesterday, and it's more of a mess now than it ever was.
Yeah, I think so. I don't understand the logic in releasing the information at this point. That a search warrant was issued back in 2017. I mean, that's 5 years ago, so I just don't see the pertinent in releasing that to the public.
I know that every time I've heard Doug Carter, who's the state police chief, he has said they will not release anything, and they haven't. I don't care if it's been 5 years ago, 2 years ago, or now, they have not released anything on it. Because they're just hoping somebody's going to crack. Because I'm still convinced they got a pretty idea who it is, and the murderer is still probably up there.
I think so, too. I don't think it's somebody that traveled through. I think it's somebody in the community.
Yeah,
and
I think it is, too.
And I agree with you. I think they have an idea who it is. They just don't have enough to go after them.
No, they don't.
So they're hoping maybe that's the point. Like you said, maybe that's the point of releasing this is to maybe put some pressure out there and say, hey, you know, we kind of know who you are.
Yeah.
But it also may, you know, show their hand that they don't have anything to be able to get this person on.
Well, the last news conference I was at, which has been almost 2 years now, or has been 2 years, they hinted then that they pretty much knew, and I think some other people in town know as well. So, but I find it interesting that when you have, if people do know, they haven't come forward yet. Something must be going on elsewise to, you know, keep it this quiet this long.
Yeah, I agree. Well, on to another happy part of the news. Gas prices.
Oh, my God.
Holy moly. They went up again yesterday. Now, this time, diesel did not go up. I did notice that.
It was already
5:39.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun to put in a semi, believe me.
I went and got my gas yesterday. paid $4.59, as most of it ever, anywhere in this country I've ever been.
Right.
Most of it ever paid for a gallon of gas.
Yeah, I've never, of course, I remember when I started driving, it was 75 cents a gallon, so hey.
I remember it was 19th to say.
we'll stay away from the age discussion.
Yeah,
we both know we're old enough to retire, so yeah. Anyway. But yeah, gas prices went up again yesterday. I know around here it was anywhere from, like you said, $4.52 to $4.59, and
yeah, mostly $4.59
yeah,
around 10,
yeah,
down there,
and diesel did not go up this time, which was a happy note on my side of it, because we use a lot of diesel out our area.
Yeah,
but farmers do too, and even though farm fuel is a different grade, it still costs just as much as what road fuel does. So hopefully they can get a handle on this stuff, and it's crazy. FDA, President Biden and the administration is pushing the FDA to change some regulations on the WIC program for the for baby formula, making more varieties of it, more brands. So it's not brand monopolized like it has been in the past. So I'm hoping to get that passed. And Gerber is one that has not been shorted on the shelves.
Right.
And they have upped their production as well, which I think that's great for them, and they've not upped their prices. I got to say, Gerber has kept their prices the same as what they've been for quite a while, but they have upped their production to kind of help ease some of this.
Well, every time you go to the store, you look at stuff that is or isn't there. I noticed the baby food is in plentiful supply.
Yeah, the food's good, but the formula is what's been empty on the shelves. Enfamil and Similac, which are both made by the same company, I believe, but Gerber, and then there's another one that's been on the shelves fairly regularly. And Gerber announced yesterday that they were upping their production because they've not had a supply issue, but they're upping their production to help.
Yeah,
you know, and they're. The FDA is urging doctors, pediatricians, to look at these other companies and their formulas and maybe help parents convert and decide what formula, you know, in another brand would be best for their child. Because a lot of people, you know, you automatically, when you have a baby, you automatically go to whatever formula they give you at the hospital. But that stuff's contracted.
Yeah.
That, you know, that hospital is guaranteeing that they're going to promote that brand because they get it for free, or they get it for, you know, whatever.
Or they get a knockoff brand that is.
Yeah, I mean,
will do the job, but not quite as good for you.
Yeah, so they just automatically say, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
And most parents, especially new parents, that's what they're going to get.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were given. And they don't talk to their doctors, or they don't talk to their pediatricians as to whether or not there is another brand out there that does what their baby needs. So it's kind of nice that the FDA is going to step in and recommend that they start looking at that and getting pediatricians to start maybe recommending formulas that they don't necessarily get samples of and stuff. So I mean,
well, I think we're going to be going, and all people, you know, as we as adults are having to change the way we do things because of the various regulations. Now the get down to babies, I think we're all going to have to go through a process where we're going to have to readjust to a lot of things of how we eat and what we eat.
Yeah, I agree, and you know. More and more people are growing their own food, and that's a great thing. And if I can just keep the rabbits out of my garden, I swear I got a little kamikaze rabbit at my house that he sits in the corner of my garden, literally.
Yeah.
And I can see my garden from the kitchen window. He sits there, and he stared at me all spring, waiting on me to plant it, you know, almost like a stare down. So I go out there, and I put my plants in. Before the rains hit over the weekend, I got all my plants in, and he's not touched it, not a thing. Everything looked really good and really healthy, rains, you know, and everything. Yeah. And I left yesterday morning. I counted plants from the window. Everything was there. I got home yesterday afternoon.
Had a lot of work there.
My broccoli and cabbage, gone. Literally gone. Roots and all. He took it all.
Yeah.
And then this morning when I get up and I look out, I've got two tomato plants gone. This little sucker, he and I are going to talk. He and I are definitely going to talk. I think the pellet gun is going to come out. And we're going to have a discussion because next time I see him sitting in the corner of my garden staring me down. Now, last year he did this to me, and he actually sat in the corner of the garden and was sitting there eating a cabbage leaf while I was out there.
Do me a favor.
He was that brazen.
Do me a favor. Record that conversation. Well, I want to hear that.
I need, yeah. I know. I have a passion with the rabbits at my house, and we have a family of groundhogs out at the old hog barn, too. So, yes.
Yeah.
Three, and I gotta admit, they're cute as can be.
Yeah, they are.
Because they look like, the babies look like little tiny, not chinchillas, it's the other little thing that everybody likes as a pet. But they're just real tiny and round, and they're fun to watch and everything. And then I keep thinking, no, you're gonna grow up to be a big one, and you're gonna, you know, terrorize the crops and everything else. So, yeah, live traps are going to be coming out at my house because people are going to get relocated.
Yeah,
I don't like killing anything, but I will relocate it.
You know, I've always, it's worked for me, I've always used lime dust on my plants.
Oh, yeah?
And it works wonderful.
And it keeps the rabbits and everybody out of it?
Keeps everything away.
Huh. I may have to try that.
I think you'd be surprised at how good it works.
I mean, I've used 7 for my insects and stuff, but I need, yeah. I'll have to try that. They say plant marigolds around your garden. My garden's too big to plant that many marigolds.
But no, just get the raw white
lime dust. Huh. Well, lime's not going to hurt the ground because I need to probably do a soil test out there anyway. Yeah. I haven't done one for 20 years, so it probably needs the lime anyway, to be honest. A lot going on in the neighborhood. I know coming up, is it tomorrow? If I can find all my paperwork here. Tomorrow, yeah. Coffee? Yeah, I can talk.
Yeah.
Coffee and conversation coming up tomorrow. Chance for people to sit down with their city leaders and talk about what's going on there and what their concerns are and everything. That's going to be at Gem City Junction. And a lot of city officials are going to be there. This is Thursday, May 19th, which is tomorrow, from 1 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I know Arlen Donstock said he's going to be there as part of the township board and his various other jobs that he has. I don't know how many freaking jobs does Donstock have? I was going to ask him that yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to. But, the man, I thought my life was busy. I think his is 5 times worse than mine.
Yeah.
So,
but if you want a chance to talk to the mayor or the city officials, there's a good example and good way to go do that.
Yes.
Because they're going to be available from 1 to 3 at Gem City Junction. And it's a very nice thing. It's laid back. You know, you can sit and drink whatever you want and just have fun.
Right. Yeah. And I know they are planning on holding some more of these. This is, I believe, the third one already this year, second or third one.
Yeah.
And they're talking about doing some in the evenings as well. I know they've done one in the evening. I think they're going to try and do some more.
This will be the second one at Gem City Junction.
Yeah, and then they did one in the evening at Freshita's. Yes. That was where the other one was at, where you could go have ice cream. Mm-hmm. They had an ice cream social.
Yes.
So I look forward to that coming up as well. I think the city officials have done a great job with that, and honestly, I'd like to see the county do this too. You know, I would love to see the county do it at least a couple of times a year. I don't think it would hurt a thing.
No, I don't think it would.
I really don't.
No,
they'd probably have to have a little bit bigger form, bigger place to have it, but still, I think they should do it. Wouldn't hurt them.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I'm in the commission meetings, with the county council meetings, and very few people outside the department has show up.
Well, yeah.
So, almost nobody.
But that's because a lot of people have to work.
Well,
so
true.
I mean, honestly.
I know. But they had during the day or even early evening.
Yeah.
I don't think it changed much.
I don't know. I think it might if they advertised it and they put it in a forum like this, you know, just to sit down, have a conversation, not a meeting format where there's an agenda or anything. Let's just sit and talk. Let's talk about the things that you're concerned about that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But people also have to be civil. You know, public officials are not going to do this kind of stuff if you can't have a civil conversation.
No.
So, I mean, that's just part of it. We're hoping Katie Ann Rottler will be calling in here from the Chamber of Commerce anytime. Katie Ann, if you're hearing us, we're ready for you any point in time when you want to call in. Kevin will be back tomorrow on Party Line. I talked to him last night. He was stopping. He's on his way back from his conference, and he stopped last night overnight to catch some Z's before he comes the rest of the way in. Other things that are going on coming up in the area, the Stepping on Stigma Mental Health Awareness 5K Walk and Run is going to be at the TPA Park at 10 a.m. You can come in and you can register before that. Cost is $5 to register, and that's going on Saturday, May 21st. There's going to be all kinds of activities out there, not just the 5K. So they've got all kinds of things for the whole family. They want you to come out and enjoy it. Laura Archibald from Community Clinton County Healthy Communities was on yesterday and talked about that and that what they're going to have going on. And then other things that are going to be coming up, VFW Post 1110 is hosting Veterans Helping Veterans First Annual Benefit Car Show, and that's going to be at Shelter One is where you'll register and sign up, and it's going to be at the TPA Park, and that's Saturday, May 28th. I'm kind of excited to, I mean, I love our Thursday Thunder.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of excited to see this for Veterans Day.
And Thursday Thunder will kick off the first Thursday next month. That's June 2nd.
Yep. And that is, they're actually going to have a memorial for Jason.
Yeah.
And we lost him very suddenly, very tragically, and
far too young.
Yeah, very. Yeah, he's a lot younger than us, and we'll leave it at that. He's a lot younger than us, and it was Thursday Thunder was Jason's passion. He loved it,
yeah,
so it's going to be cool that they're remembering him in that way. A lot of other things going on in the community. We've got Katie Ann, I think, calling in. We'll double check on that here while Dennis is handling the phones for us. And we'll be ready for that. Is that Katie Ann?
That is.
All righty. Well, Katie Ann, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. We are a two-man show today, so I apologize. I'm a little few minutes behind.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, yeah, awesome.
So what do you got going on? The Chamber of Commerce is that calendar. I got on and looked at it yesterday. That's crazy, girl.
I know. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, do you sleep?
Yeah, I sleep. I get about a good 6 hours of sleep a night, so it's awesome.
Well, that's amazing. So, well, what do you got on your plate? Let us know.
So, yeah, today is our Lunch and Learn customer service session, and we're having Chick-fil-A and Starbucks come to speak, and it will be at the Adrian Marks Airport at noon today. All of the lunch tickets have been bought, and so they're secured. But that doesn't mean that you still can't come and listen and hear what Chick-fil-A and Starbucks is going to be talking about involving customer service with fast food and what has made them so popular and makes your order feel like you're the number one person in the world. So we're super excited about that today, and that's from noon to 1:30. We also have a ribbon cutting today with Columbia Title They were an Iron Block Co-Working Studio member, and we're super proud and super excited that they have opened up their own location here in Frankfurt. So we will be out there. It's over by Walmart. It is going to be at 2 o'clock is the festivities. They begin, and then at 2:30 will be the ribbon cutting.
Is the luncheon going to be upstairs and on the second floor of the airport?
No, it will actually be in the airport in the hangar.
Okay. Right.
I was trying to like pronunciate the H really good
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Oh, normally in the past you've had some upstairs in the second floor where they have the meeting areas. That's why I asked.
Yeah. No, we thought about having it up there, but as we were talking about how big it was going to be and who was coming to speak, we thought it would be a better idea to have it in the hangar. That way it's a lot open and it can house about, because we have about 30 people coming to the event today.
I know you guys are constantly working with the downtown area, helping bring in businesses and everything. Of course, we recently had the CNR Catering.
Yeah.
Grand opening downtown, and that is amazing. What else do you see coming or that you can talk about? I mean, I know a lot of things you got to keep quiet until you know for sure. What else can you talk about the downtown area?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because there's a new restaurant that is going to be opening up right here next to the Chamber building. It is where Johnny V's and Main Street Grill used to be. So it was bought, and the only thing that I can really say about it is that it is going to be a restaurant, and it's going to be new and fresh. There's a lot of great ideas that we have heard from the new owners, and I believe they're looking to open, if not the end of June, early July. I have been able to walk by, and they're in there painting, they're in there sanding the floors. They have signs up in the window saying that they're hiring. So if you are looking for a job, a good job, and wanting to work on the downtown square and a new place, then that is the place that I would go. It's great. The new owners are amazing. They're super nice. So if you're interested in that, I would definitely go call the number that's on the window that has all the hiring. And maybe stop by and knock on the door and see if they're there. Because from what I've been able to find out and see, they're always in there working. So they're super excited and moving along with the process.
Is that restaurant going to take both buildings?
What was that?
Yes, it is. That restaurant going to take both of the buildings?
Yes, it will take both of the buildings.
Okay. All right.
Katie Ann, what else have you got on your docket? I know you've been a big part of the summer concert series as well.
The summer concert series is mostly with Prairie Creek Park and then the city, but we have been promoting and pushing as much as we can for that. We want a lot of the community in Frankfurt to go to those. They're a free concert, and it definitely shows off our Prairie Creek Park Event Center, which is beautiful for the downtown area. And speaking of that, I know that there is a concert there this Friday or Saturday, I believe. So it should be a lot of fun. I have one more thing to kind of talk about this morning. We are super excited. We, here at the Chamber, we are having our first Clinton County-wide tour of ice cream in Rossville next Thursday on May 26th from 5 to 6:30. We are going to be in the Rossville Town Park. There will be a table and a tent that's up there. And Glover's Ice Cream has been so gracious and wonderful. They're donating three different flavors to us, and we're going to have an ice cream social in Rossville next Thursday at 5 o'clock.
That's amazing. And, you know, the fact that you're going out to Rossville, I think a lot of people think the Chamber of Commerce just focuses around the Frankfurt area, and yeah. You don't. You are countywide and reaching out to and working with all the different little burgs
all
that
the different
we have.
Towns.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, because we're not the Frankfort Chamber, we're the Clinton County Chamber. So when I came in the role, I wanted to make sure that the community knew and the county knew that we are here for everyone. So we're actually doing a whole tour for ice cream socials. So every month we're going to be in a different town in Clinton County. So the first one will be in Rossville. And then in June, we will be going to Michigan Town. July, we're actually going to go to Colfax and Mulberry on two separate weeks. And then we're going to close it out in August with Kirkland. So we're super excited about the opportunity to be able to have this for everyone. We'll send out a graphic every day. Well, not every day, but every month to let you know where and the location that we'll be serving the ice cream at. And it's free. So this is something that we want to do for the community.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fantastic idea, and it gets people familiar. You know, some people just don't go and they don't visit these small towns and see what's there and what's available. So I think it's great that you're getting out there and doing that and promoting these communities.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it because we've been working super hard here at the Chamber, making sure that we can get as much information and as many places out there as possible for people to go and visit and kind of, you know, support Clinton County.
Well, Katie Ann, we appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else that you would like to pass on to our listeners?
I believe that is all I have for this week, and I am super excited to tell you guys about different things that are coming up for the end of the month and into June, because Thursday Thunder is coming, so get your costumes ready and your dance moves ready, because Thursday Thunder is going to be themed, so from the 50s to the 90s. So look for the information all over on our Facebook, our email, and you can come into the chamber, and we have flyers for you as well.
If somebody out there is wanting to get a hold of you and wanting to talk more about the advantages of being and working with the chamber, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the best phone number to call is 765-654-5507. That is the chamber office, and you will be able to get a hold of Brandy, who is our membership and operations director. You'll be able to get a hold of me. I'm the communications and events, and if you have any questions about economic development, Shan Sheridan is your man.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, Katie Ann, thank you for calling in, and we're excited for everything that the Chamber is doing here in Clinton County, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. You guys have a great week.
Hi, you too.
You too. That was Katie Ann Rottler, Communications and Promotions Director of Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. She's right. They do have a huge social media presence, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even TikTok. So if you guys like TikTok, you can get on there and you can check out some of the videos they've got up on TikTok. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be back with JT Doan from Delphi when we come back here on Party Line.